This sermon is brought to you from the pulpit of Parkway Baptist in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia.
Well, I'd like to say it's just a blessing to be here tonight. I thank Pastor David and just the whole church let me come here. And I'd be lying to you if I would say that I ain't nervous, but I am. I just really thank you so much, Brother David. Thank you. I got a title tonight, What is Forgiveness? The word forgive means to wipe the slate clean, to pardon, to cancel a debt. How many of y'all tonight have ever had to forgive somebody? Raise your hand. I've had to forgive many. The next question I have is, why is it important to forgive? And simply, just like in Colossians 3:13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And I mean, God's forgiveness, you know, and since He's forgiven us, I mean, right here it says, and forgiving one another if many have a quarrel against any. Any is any. That doesn't just mean one person. That means everybody. That doesn't mean you get to pick and choose, you know, well, I'm going to forgive this one. I'm not going to forgive that one. I don't like the way that guy looks. You know, I ain't going to forgive him. Oh, he's too wild, you know. No, you don't do that. You forgive any. I'm not going to keep y'all long because Brother Lance is coming up too. But I'd like for you to turn with me to Matthew 18. Read a couple verses out there. Verses 21 and 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's 490 times. I mean, that's a lot of times to forgive somebody, especially, you know, I'm sure everybody's had an experience, you know, with somebody either, you know, stealing money from them or doing wrong to them or just taking advantage of them, you know. And, I've had a few people do that and, you know, steal money from me and stuff. And and sometimes you look at them and you're like, man, if I didn't love Jesus, I don't know what I'd do to you. But but also like in the book of Philemon's story, how he forgave Onesimus for fleeing as a slave, and he came to Paul, and Paul sent him back after, you know, he got right with the Lord, and told him, treat him as a brother now because he's a brother in Christ. And there's some that might say, well, you know, I think that we should only treat people right if they're in the Lord. But when you just treat only people that are right in the Lord, there's also the others that are lost. And for them to see the light in us that's given through Him, we got to treat them the same way also. You got to remember that too. And and a lot of people probably don't really think of it that way, but that is the truth. And now would you turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. verses 14 and 15. And we have to also ask the question, what if we do forgive, then what? For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Whew. That's something right there, ain't it? That's a tough pill to swallow. And it goes back to the part I was talking about. You don't pick and choose who you forgive. I got a personal story to tell. Back in Thanksgiving of last year, my widow niece, she was in a car with my, he would have been my son brother-in-law, but what happened is my sister was with a new guy, and that guy pulled up when the other, my niece's father was in the driveway. Well, he got mad, my niece's father did, and once he got mad, it just kind of struck a match in him. You ever notice sometimes when you, it's kind of like when you strike a match against a little piece of straw, and that straw just goes, phew. It's kind of like that. He let his anger get out of hand. That's kind of like some of us today. Have you ever had a moment where you just out of nowhere didn't know what you were doing, and you know you were carrying along and you just got so mad and you done something that you've regretted in the end? Has anybody done that? That's what this story's about right here. He got so mad he started driving down the road. He turned around and the guy that she was with, he was still in the driveway. And once he was sitting in the driveway, he seen that he was coming just probably, they said, about 80 miles an hour. And he hit the back of the truck and pinged it. It scared that boy to death. He said, I'm out of here. I'm going. I don't want any of this. I don't want any part of it. I'm just going to go home and keep the peace. Well, when he took off down the road, he took off with my little niece in the driver's seat, unbuckled, no car seat, nothing. Started going down the road. He was trying to kill him. Probably, I think the Georgia State Patrol said about 80 to 100 miles an hour he had to be going for the velocity of him flipping. When he was going around this one curve, I guess he tried to strike him and he didn't get him in time. And when he tried to go around that curve, he couldn't cut back in and he just went airborne. Flung my niece out of the car, flung him out of the car. I was at Walmart with my buddy. But right before I left to go with my buddy, I know the Lord kept telling me not to leave. And I thought, man, God, I know you're telling me not to leave, but I'm just going with him to Walmart. Didn't think nothing about it. And I tried to blame myself for what happened because, you know, he told me to stay there and I didn't. But anyway, he was completely pretty much paralyzed. She was unconscious, not breathing. Took her to the hospital. They done scans on her, head to toe. They said it was the worst brain trauma that they ever seen at Erlanger Hospital. And about a couple of days later, I got to finally see her in the ICU, and she just looked like an angel. And sometimes our actions will take away things in life that we hold so precious. And he was at a point of his life, he didn't care what happened, he just wanted to do what he wanted to do and let his anger get out of control. And like I said, they said she's completely brain dead. She never recovered from it, and they finally took her off life support a few days later. But before I even went to that hospital, I leaned over to my dad, and I said, Daddy, I said, you know, out of all this chaos and everything that's going on, I said, you know, I forgive him. He's like, huh? I said, yeah, I forgive him. How could you forgive somebody that done that to our family? How could you do that? Sitting there cussing at me. It hurt my heart. But I said, if God can forgive us, we have to forgive him. I said, no matter what it is. And I sat there, like I said, put my hand on her heart, felt her heartbeat. They said, she can hear you. I said, oh no. I said, you know why she can't hear? And that nurse looked at me and she said, why is that? She said, her little statistics are showing she can hear. I said, no, she's home with Jesus. I said, she's walking with her, talking with him. And but I kept telling my dad, I said, you say you're saved and you can't forgive him. He hardened his heart for a long time, and just recently he did forgive him. But I told his family, I said, I do forgive you, or forgive him for what he done. And that's just a personal story of what's happened to me. It didn't take much for me to forgive, because I have the one inside me who's forgiven me. But let us pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to come here tonight. I thank you for Pastor David and just this church as a whole in general. And Lord, I just pray the words that I spoke tonight just reach somebody's heart, whether they're saved or not saved, and just them come to you, Lord, with all their needs and shortcomings and trespasses. And Lord, I just pray for the rest of the service and pray for Brother Lance, and just thank you and praise you for everything. Give you all the honor and glory. And ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. For more information about Parkway Baptist, please visit our website at www.parkwaybaptist.me. That's www.parkwaybaptist.me.